Welcome, everybody, to the Supersize Phys Ed Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and I teach kindergarten through fifth grade, PE, in Fort Myers, Florida. So welcome. I appreciate all of you being here and listening. And if you listen to my update show, which I put out on Wednesday, if you didn't, that's okay. I'm going to kind of give you a quick recap. My plan is to put out kind of the main episode on Sundays, just because I have more time that day, I guess, a little bit. And the probably a midweek show eventually with maybe a guest or just something extra I have that I like to talk about, I guess, or that comes up during the week, a certain game or certain topic. And then Fridays, what I want to do is leave you with something kind of quick, something for the weekend you can digest. And so I'm going to I don't know what name I'm going to call this, so don't hold me to this. But I wanted to call this like Fun Friday or Five Boomer Friday, I was thinking, because if I did Five Cowbell Friday or Five Bell Friday, I think you get sick of this sound right here. You're probably already sick of it. So I was thinking of five things. It could be a movie, a documentary. I like documentaries a lot, like on Netflix and stuff. A book, quote, game, apps. People that have influenced me or that are up and coming, podcasts I love, just anything, any five cool things that, you know, I've been thinking about or that I think can bring you value. So I was thinking of the boomers here. Check it out. So I use those for my music montages, which I put out a podcast, one of my first ones about music and PE, how I create montages. So I use that boomer thing in between the songs. So, today, I will leave you with a Five Boomer Friday, and the first one, let me do a transition beat here. Come on, we got to make this professional here. Here we go. All right, so the first boomer, the first thing on my list is really anything by Robin Sharma. He is my all-time favorite author, speaker, influencer. Sharma, as in S-H-A-R-M-A, Robin Sharma. I'm going to give you, he's had a lot of quotes that have just inspired me over the years, but let me leave you or give you this one. If you want the things only 5% have, you must do the things that only the 5% do. And that doesn't even mean 5% wealthy. It could be 5% just top of your profession, 5% anything, whatever you think. Like if you want to put in the work, that's how you earn that. That's how you get to that 5%. Okay, so I just really been inspired by that, because my goal is to, you know, be at the top of my game, and one of the influencers in the PE world, especially large group. And so my goal is to just keep pushing forward and keep doing what I'm doing here and adding more content and things, so that, you know, maybe I can influence some and help some people. I mean, that's kind of my goal here. All right, so number two. All right, I'm going to work on that. The second thing is one of my favorite podcasts. Now, I listen to podcasts a lot. I think I've told you that's kind of why, or maybe I haven't released that episode, actually. But anyways, I love podcasts. Even my first one I put out here, I was just talking about how I just love podcasts. And I don't always listen to educational ones. I do a lot, but not always. And so I can actually go on for about, I don't know, 10 minutes about my favorite podcasts. So I'm going to give you one that's a little different. I listen to a few true crime podcasts, and the best one is, in my opinion, Truth and Justice with Bob Ruff. He takes a case of somebody that he feels is wrongly convicted, and he goes through the whole case. It's usually a murder case, so if that's not your thing, I totally get it. But it's funny, I don't really watch like CSI. I really don't. I don't know if I've ever watched a CSI or any like Law and Order, but I kind of like listening to it. It's kind of weird. I don't know why, but he takes these cases, and he actually started off with the Serial. I listen to Serial as well. He started off, his podcast used to be called Serial Dynasty back in the day, and he would just talk about the Serial, the case, and then he moved to a different case, and then he changed the name to Truth and Justice. So, but he tries to get people, like, it's almost like a crowdfunding effort. He'll go there, he'll ask people, you know, if they were witnesses, or even if not, if they're just like I don't know, a lawyer, like just his fan base, and they might help out, you know, pro bono. Or if they, you know, have an extra room and he's going down, it's usually a lot of the ones, I don't know why, have occurred in Texas. So he might go down to the Houston area and somebody might, you know, put him up for a night or something. I mean, it just, it's really interesting. And he puts out two podcasts a week, one like a main episode and one like a follow-up, you know, question and answer thing on Fridays. So he does a Sunday and Friday as well. So that is your second one. That's so cheesy. I don't know if I'm going to keep that. So number three is my favorite game right now is the game I put out in the last episode called Save the World, or two episodes. Save the World has been a great game so far with the pins and dodgeballs or gator skin balls and flag belts. Actually, somebody did ask me if they don't have flag belts, can you just play tag? Yeah. I mean, even noodles or just tag with your hands. I think that would definitely work. So I want to put that out there. You can still listen to the episode. It was episode 15, I believe. This is 17. 15, Save the World. And I also have a PDF to go with it. So, yeah, check it out. Save the World. All right. So number four, documentary. And there's a lot I really, really enjoy. I'm going to say The Push. It was just amazing. The Push. It's on Netflix, or at least it was. It's been a few months, so I'm not positive it's still there, but probably. So it's like a social experiment about taking a guy. Actually, the main story was with one guy, but they actually did it with like four different people, and they took this guy, and it's kind of like the movie The Game with Michael Douglas and Sean Penn, if you've ever seen it, where it's like everybody's in on it except for one person, and they take him to this like benefit. For charity, and I mean, there's like even people, like famous people that are like on the billboards, like, you know, video, you know, blogging about this or giving a testimony about this company, and it's all fake. Everything's fake. And they get this guy. Well, I'm not gonna tell you the thing, but the goal is to get this guy to basically commit murder. And it is incredible to watch what even if just a little stuff, because there's times when my wife and I are watching it and I'm like, there's no way I wouldn't do that. I'd go this far, but I wouldn't go that far. And they just keep, you know, like figuratively pushing this guy to do stuff. And then they're trying to literally get him to push somebody off a building. And it is just amazing. So check that out. It's called The Push. It's about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes. And so it's not like, you know, too long or whatever, but good stuff. Check it out. That is called The Push. All right. So the fifth one is a song. Now, I know kindergarten and first grade are especially tough for large groups or anybody. Sometimes just getting them going, getting them focused, getting them enjoying themselves. Well, they usually enjoy themselves. But so a song I use a lot, almost every day, and I'd say at least three times a week. It's called, and some of you heard it, called Raining Tacos by Perry Grip. He also writes something for the Disney Channel, DJ Shuffle, which I play. And then my daughter, so I'm actually giving you three of these. My daughter is all by Perry Grip. I'm not sure how to spell his name, just like G-R-I-P-P, I think. I'm not sure. And so his, actually, I'll look at my phone as I'm talking about this. The song, my daughter, you know how most girls, not all girls, but a lot of girls like unicorns. And she basically said to Alexa something about a unicorn. And all of a sudden, this song comes up called Space Unicorn. And so those are three songs I use with my kindergarten and first graders. They absolutely love it. They just go crazy. And I bring out the sharks. I have the and even the fish, those blow up fish, and they love those things. Perry Grip, yep, P-A-R-R-Y, Perry, and then Grip with two P's. Perry Grip, three good songs, DJ Shuffle, Space Unicorn, and It's Raining Tacos. All right, there you have it. There are the five boomers. I don't know if I'm going to change that name or not. We'll see. I was thinking of five, I don't know, five engines. No, not going to work. Five trains. No, not going to work. and like I said, not five cowbells. Yeah, that would drive me crazy too. So I'll think of something. But those are five to get you through the week end. Maybe some things you could check out. You know, I don't make any money from this. I'm just giving you some cool stuff that I like, and hopefully it'll help you, or just, you know, something different. So Love to hear your feedback at supersizephysed.com or my email. I'll put in the link. It is dcarney1017@gmail.com. So you guys are awesome. Take care. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you soon.